السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق، ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. وقال تعالى: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we commence by praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. We ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings and salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and with all those who follow in their footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah include us from amongst them. Alhamdulillah, brothers, over the last few days, in fact last night, this morning as well, we've been blessed with some beautiful rain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to rain in the Quran as a rahmah. هو الذي ينزل الغيث. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone who sends down rain from the heavens. Many a times after people have become disillusioned, after they have become despondent. من بعد ما قنتوا وينشر رحمته. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who spreads His rahmah and mercy. Now when it rains, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make a beautiful dua and he would say, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Oh Allah, this rain that is falling upon us, let it be beneficial. Because we know, brothers, a little bit of rain is harmful. On the other hand, too much of rain is also harmful. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for beneficial rain. After it rains, it rained last night, it rained this morning. Now what do we say? We recite the following dua. Mutirna bifadlillahi wa birahmati. It has rained through the grace and the mercy of Allah. So if we haven't read this dua, brothers, we can read it now. Mutirna bifadlillahi wa birahmati. It has rained through the grace and the mercy of Allah. Another beautiful dua that is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this dua. And he would say, Allahumma asqi ibadak wa baha'imak. Oh Allah, let this rain, this water, let this source of irrigation be a goodness for your servants and for your other creation, for the animals, for the animal kingdom as well. Wa yanshuru rahmata. Oh Allah, let this rahmah and this mercy spread. Wa ahyi baladak al-mayyit. And oh Allah, through this water, through this rain, let it be a means of reviving the dead land. What a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. Now brothers, just like how we see the land is dry, is barren, with a little bit of rain it gives life. The land becomes lush and green, it blossoms. Subhanallah. We are witnessing this with our physical eye. On the same token, take it on the spiritual side, our hearts also tend to become dead. Our hearts become hard. Our hearts become barren. What is the source of irrigation? What is the water? What is the rain for the hearts? It is nothing else but the Quran. The Quran, the verses and the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a source of life for our hearts. So it revives, it replenishes our soul. It gives us spiritual upliftment, the verses of Quran. And that is the topic of discussion for today. Today, the date is the 21st of December, 2018. We are coming to the end of the solar calendar. It's in a few days' time, 9-10 days' time, will be the beginning of 2019. As a Muslim, you and I need to do some introspection. We need to reflect that 2018, was it productive? 2018, my 2019 should be better than 2018. My today should be better than yesterday. My tomorrow should be better than today. Are we thinking in that direction? If the answer is yes, then we are moving in the right direction. If the answer is otherwise, then we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soon gives us the ability to change for the better. At least the desire to change. At least that should come into our heart. This is the first step Quran teaches us. That to get khair, to get goodness, to get hidayat and to get guidance, the first step is we need to seek it. We have to seek that guidance. Then after that the guidance will come. We have to seek the khair and the goodness. Then the goodness will come. Now for change, brothers, there's two ways of change. Sometimes change happens suddenly. It happens instantaneously. All of a sudden, there was one lecture, one verse of Quran, some one thing, one reminder. Something happened in a person's life. Someone close to him passed away. Or it was sickness, it was accident, it was failure, or sometimes it could have been success. But it was one thing that all of a sudden became a change for us. A change for the better. A change to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a change that happened all of a sudden. And so for many a people sometimes this happens. And there's many instances. If we look, in fact, there's a person by the name of Fudail bin Ayyad. And when we take his name, we say, Rahmatullah alayh, that may Allah's mercy be upon him. Fudail bin Ayyad, Rahmatullah alayh, he was a gangster, he was a highway robber, he would loot and he would steal from people. Fudail bin Ayyad, on one of his journeys, traveling with his cronies and his gang and his bandits, they approach a town. People were afraid of him. They did not have the might to stand up and to challenge him. They would leave their homes and their belongings. They were scared of him. So like normal people had evacuated when Fudail and his gang had entered into their locality and they were robbing and looting from the houses of people. But in one house, in the distance there remained a light that was flickering. And a person remained there. Fudail bin Ayyad noticed this. And he marched towards that house. That who has the audacity to challenge Fudail? Doesn't he know who I am? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined something else for him. As he approached the house and he flung the door open, there was a youngster that was sitting and he was reciting Quran so beautifully. And at that particular moment, he happened to be reciting a verse of Suratul Hadid in the 27th juz of the Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Has the time not come for those who believe in Allah that their hearts are humbled through the zikr and through the remembrance of Allah? and through the revelation that Allah has sent down. And do not be like those who previously Allah had granted them scriptures. A long period of time had passed over them and their hearts had become hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Many of them remain defiantly disobedient to Allah. This verse, brother, struck him. He was a person who was engaged in disobedience. But that one verse, he said, yes, the time has come. Many a times we mention this incident, but we forget to mention what must have been the sincerity of the reciter of that verse that had an impact on Fudayl bin Ayyad. All of a sudden his life changed. Yes, the time has come. He made tawbah to Allah, not only himself, but his entire gang. He asked them to change and to make tawbah. He replaced that which he had stolen, not only from those people, but what he had taken from people before. And he became known as one of the saints of the time, one of the sages of the age. That's why when we take his name, we say Fudayl bin Ayyad rahmatullah alayh. So this is an example of sudden change. But I want to speak about another change, brothers, that which we can do gradually. Every day that's passing by, we can make gradual changes. And the changes that we can make, you and I need to analyze ourselves. That in terms of good, for avenues of good, where is it that I can increase? How much more good can I do to better myself? How can I become a better person? There's no one else that can tell us that besides ourselves. We know what we can do better. Maybe we're not praying our salah on time. Maybe we're not praying it with jama'ah. Maybe we're not reciting enough Quran, tilawat of Quran. There's so many things. Maybe our sadaqah we can increase in terms of financial giving. In terms of maybe we need to control ourselves when it comes to our tongue. There's so many different aspects we need to analyze it. We need to identify it. This is where I can improve. That's on the one hand. So that is the change that we can make, but we can make it gradually. But don't wait for tomorrow, brothers. If we say no problem from tomorrow, I'm going to correct maybe my salah with jama'ah. Very seldom is it going to happen. Shaitan doesn't have an issue with us wanting to change as long as it is tomorrow. Because that's another day to wait, to procrastinate. He makes us delay. Think back and many a times, how many a times that we want to do a good action, but we never end up doing it. It was there. It was in our mind. It was on the surface. But it just never manifested itself. It never materialized. Why? Because we waited. We have to make an intention to change something small in our life, but it has to be today. It has to be now. That is the first step. To make that intention. Subhanallah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says a beautiful thing. He says, إِذَا الْمَرْءُ كَانَتْ لَهُ فِكْرَةٌ فَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ عِبْرَةٌ Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that when a person has a thought on his heart, when something comes on his mind, when he is involved in deep and heavy thought, then what happens? Subhanallah, everything around him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides everything around him to that thought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens it up for him. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ كَانَتْ لَهُ فِكْرَةٌ فَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ عِبْرَةٌ He'll find an answer in everything. Allah will open it up. So this is the first step that we have to want to change, but want to change now. Something small, but let's make a change for the better. There's so many things. Another important point, brothers, is that our objective and purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our objective and purpose of life. Everything that has to be done should be for the pleasure of Allah. Any good that I am doing, we should be motivated by the fact, is this earning me the pleasure of Allah or not? And to abstain from evil and sin, this is preventing me from the displeasure of Allah. The goalpost, the objective is to get to Jannah. But even greater than Jannah is to get the pleasure of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah. O Allah, I ask, I beg, I beseech of you, your pleasure. I beseech and beg of you, Jannah. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So anything should be motivated by this. So when making an intention for change, this goodness, this my salah getting better, my Quran tilawat, whatever I am doing, this is going to earn me the pleasure of Allah. At the same time, brothers, we need to eliminate the sins and the stains in our life. Many a times it's not only the qiyam or the dua, but it's what we're doing before that or after that, that kills the opportunities for us getting closer to Allah. So many a times we're doing good, but there's something in our life that's preventing us from getting closer to Allah. We need to identify that and to eliminate the stains from our life. And this is like they say, that you know, prevention is better than cure. An ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So shaitan wants to take us away from Allah. We have to come back. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullah alayhi, he makes mention, he says, when a person commits an action, when he does a deed, then there's a few stages that happen. The first stage is that it's just a passing thought. The thought that comes into a person's mind. Now, this could be for a good action or a bad action. But let's take it for an evil action. So a person gets a thought to do an evil, to do a sin, to commit a wrong deed. It's just a passing thought. If he entertains that thought, now it becomes a fikrah. It becomes a settled thought. And then shaitan tells him the multiple benefits or temporary pleasures of this action. If I do it, this is the pleasures that you're going to get. And don't worry, you can make tawbah later. But you are actually digging a hole for yourself. It's much harder to dig yourself out of a hole rather than falling into the hole. So prevention is better than cure. So this a person entertains this thought. Shaitan then tells him of the multiple benefits and the temporary pleasures that he will experience by engaging in the sin and in this evil. Then it becomes a niyyah. Now he wants to do that action. Then it becomes a azimah. He makes a firm resolution. Whatever happens, I'm going to commit the sin. Whatever happens, I'm going to carry out this action. Many a time, some sin, evil, we are reluctant to do it. We are very hesitant in the beginning. But after that, we become bold. And we carry out that action. Then what happens? It becomes an aadah. It becomes habitual. It becomes a habit. And that, brothers, when a sin becomes a habit, it becomes part of us. Then that, many a times, kills the opportunities that lead us close to Allah. It prevents us from getting closer to Allah. That aadah, when it becomes habitual, evil deeds, it's very easy to start. Then it becomes a habit. Then we know it's wrong, but we cannot leave it. On the other hand, good deeds are such that subhanAllah, many a times it's difficult to start, but it becomes a habit. Then a person gets such sweetness, such ecstasy he experiences in that he cannot explain it to anyone else. So this is the system. Ibn al-Qayyim says that these are the stages that enter, that a person passes through before committing that, before carrying out that action. Many people are such, they are blessed, that even when at the thought, an evil thought enters their mind, immediately they make istighfar. And they ask Allah for forgiveness because their iman has reached such a level. May Allah make us from amongst them. May Allah make us from those who turn towards Him. So this is something we need to ponder and reflect. So there's so many practical solutions, brothers, but we don't have time to go into the detail. We need to analyze some good, how we can improve. Analyze an evil, a wrong that is preventing me from getting closer to Allah. And let's, no matter how much embedded we have become in that wrong, it may be difficult for us to leave it, but it's not difficult for Allah. So we make dua to Allah and we ask Allah to let us abstain from that evil and from that wrong. This is for a new year, for 2019, how it can be better. There's so many avenues, so many ways that we can make positive changes. I'll conclude with one incident, a beautiful incident written by Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh. And he writes in the kitab of, he writes about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. So about the manaqib of Imam. Now we know Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, famous scholar, well known, well respected, very popular. And this was already when Imam Ahmad was quite established and he was well known. Imam Ahmad, in fact, many a times he would go to people's gatherings and he would sit and he would cover himself so people would not recognize him. He would go and sit in the gatherings of knowledge, that how he can gain some knowledge, despite Allah having blessed him with so much of knowledge. So on one occasion, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi traveled and he went to Sham, and he was traveling alone. It was night time and he went to a masjid and he said he will spend the night at the masjid. So he came, he brought his bag, his knapsack, whatever he was carrying with, and he came and he sat in the masjid. The haris, the security guard that was there, told him, "Brother, you're not allowed to sleep in the masjid." Obviously he's not aware that this is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, "You know what, I don't have a place to spend the night. Can I just stay here for the night? Tomorrow morning I'll leave." He refused. He said, "No, pick up your stuff and move from here." So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal picks his bag and he goes out in the courtyard of the masjid on the steps, and he takes shelter there and he says, "I'll spend the night here." Still the security guard is upset and he goes and he says, "You're not allowed to even sit here." Obviously he doesn't know who he's messing with. So he then takes Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's baggage and he goes and he leaves it in the center of the road. And he literally lifts him and he drags him across the street and he leaves him there. Now, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal could have played the card and he could have said, "You know what, don't you know who I am? I am so Ahmad bin Hanbal." And most likely the security would have recognized and known who he is and allowed him to stay in the masjid. But subhanallah, such was his humility, he went. A person opposite the road, a baker, in his shop, witnesses this. And he goes and he sees what has happened. And he tells Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, obviously not knowing who he was, he tells him that, "Brother, you can come and spend the night here. You can sleep in my shop. I am busy with my work. But no problem, you can rest here and you can leave tomorrow." So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal comes and sits in this person's shop. It's a baker. He's busy doing his work and he's plowing the dough. And as he's doing this, he's reciting tasbih. You know, we're speaking about good deeds, opportunities of doing good deeds. He's saying, "Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar." He's reciting this. And he's reciting it constantly. Many a times we do it, but after a few minutes we stop. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is observing this person. He's constantly engaged in the tasbih of Allah. He's saying, "Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar." Glorifying and praising Allah. So after some time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal notices this person. He's engaged in tasbih, so he asks him that, "Brother, you know, how long do you continue this?" He says, "No, as long as I am working, I recite tasbih. As long as I am working, I recite tasbih. And this has been my daily practice for many years." Brothers, for us, how many a times we are the red, we are the traffic light. It's time that is passing by, we can engage in tasbih. Many a times we're sitting in traffic, sometimes so many opportunities we get, it's easy opportunity to recite tasbih. When a person says subhanallah, alhamdulillah, he's praising, glorifying Allah, he's building a tree, he's building a palace in Jannah. Subhanallah. So Imam Ahmad observed this, and he says to this brother that, "You know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you because of this. What has Allah Ta'ala blessed you with? Besides, inshallah, what you are going to get in the future, you are going to get Jannah. But in this world, what is it that Allah has blessed you because of this? He says, subhanallah, that مَا دَعُوتُ اللَّهَ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا أَعْطَانِي إِيَّهِ. That whenever I made dua and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, Allah granted it to me. Whenever I made dua. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was taken aback. He said, مَا دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ لِي شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاكَ إِيَّا. That whenever you made dua, Allah granted you. What a blessing because of this action of yours. Then he says, you know, except for one thing, I've made dua for something, but up to now Allah has not fulfilled this request of mine. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, what is that? He says, An ara Imam Ahmad. That I desire to meet a person by the name of Imam Sheikh Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was brought to tears. He went and he hugged that person. And he said an amazing statement. He said, Subhanallah, ma huwa Allah qad ja'aka bi Ahmad yajurruhu bi rijlihi ila makhbazak. That subhanallah, look at Allah, glory and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is such that He brought Imam Ahmad, dragging him on the ground. He brought him to your shop to fulfill your wish. Probably if it was not for your dua, I would have slept peacefully in the masjid. But subhanallah, look at this, how Allah had blessed this person. So brothers, coming back, we need, our time has expired. But again, let us identify 2018 has passed. The next year, the next day has to be better than this year, has to be better than today. This is a Muslim. He wants progress in his life. He wants change. Let us identify some good that we can increase on. And let us identify some bad, some sin that we might be involved in, that we need to eliminate this. So these will be opportunities for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn the pleasure of Allah, to earn Jannah, and ultimately to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.